When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes does it again.
Again.
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 239. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Before we get going, remember to hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts. Rate us 5 stars everywhere. Multiple platforms. It would be super helpful to us. Find us on WEEI's YouTube channel. You can subscribe there. You can also find the Play Tessie playlist there. Has all of our episodes. Hit the thumbs up on those and then find us on the socials. We are everywhere, at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. All of those social accounts, you get the clips, you get the highlights from the show, the player interviews, it's all good stuff. Here with Sammy, here with Pat, and season's back today on drop day. Season's back, but we're going to put a quick bow on the first half, which had the Red Sox finishing on a, I don't know if you heard this, a 10-game win streak. And we're going to be talking superlatives. Like we had... We did last year at this time, we rehashed our preseason predictions. I don't think we should do that. I think we should assign some superlatives, some awards. We'll rehash the preseason predictions when the season is over. I know I already had a cold take on my preseason predictions. I was thinking about this today. One of my preseason predictions was that the outfield logjam that we all saw coming, I said Roman Anthony was going to get called up and they were going to option one of Rafaela or Willier Abreu. One of those guys was going down to AAA. Whoops, that was dumb. We all have cold takes, but let's get into some superlatives. And should we start with the big Kahui, the big Kahuna, the main award of the, I don't know, the MVP?
The main award, team MVP, and it is unanimously Connor Wong. Congratulations to the backup catcher.
Shout out. Oh, I was going to come up with a creative name. Shout out Blake Sable.
My friend who I went to high school with, his last name was Wong, and all of his like video games and social media was all Wonger Donger. So that could be Connor Wong's nickname. Wonger Donger.
Cool. Wonger
but Donger. he doesn't hit any dongs, so can't really do that.
He hasn't hit any period.
Yeah, literally
he's the MVP. He is the MVP.
Yeah.
So Sammy's MVP is Connor Wong. Pat, who's your MVP?
Sean Newcomb.
He was useful. He was useful for a bit.
And he was useful last night or many nights ago at this point for the A's beating the Blue Jays on Saturday. Okay, let's do it for real. Who's your real MVP for this?
I actually think this is kind of a no-brainer. Garrett Crochet has to be the MVP. I don't even think it's close. He has been everything the Red Sox have wanted and more. He's a true stopper. For example, right before the break, the Rafaela walk-off game, lest we forget, Hunter Dobbins got hurt. You got to have the bullpen cover almost eight innings. They're taxed the next day. They're tired. Garrett Crochet, say no more, guys. Here's a complete game shutout. Just unbelievable. It's not the first time he's been a stopper like that. And I'm not calling him an ace because I think the term stopper is what's key here. In 2024 and 2023, we saw the Red Sox bullpen get burnt out from being overworked. When you have a guy like Crochet that could give either all of them or most of them a night off once every 5 days, I think that is invaluable on top of the numbers he's putting up. Just amazing. So that's my team MVP, Garrett Crochet.
Pat, I saw you make a little face. Who's your team MVP?
I went Alex Bregman. Ooh. I think how he produced before he got hurt was top three candidate, which that's probably like fractionally why I chose him. I think the leadership, what young kids being essentially an on the field coach, did so much for this team while he was out. Like, he was actively out and he's coaching up Marcelo and Campbell and Roman and Durant and Rafaela and Abreu. Like, his impact goes so far beyond like his own statistics. I think he's just the all-encompassing production, leader, coach, everything ever wanted from Alex Bregman. He has been that and more. That's why I chose Bregman.
You know, Pat, I don't disagree with a word you said. I think a lot of Bregman's impact on this first half has come with his off the field impact on these guys. And many of them have talked about that. Like, again, we talked about it a couple of shows ago with Rafaela attributing a lot of his offensive rise to to Alex Bregman. That said, to me, the Red Sox had the best pitcher in baseball in the first half of the season. Maybe you could argue Skeens, but certainly the best pitcher in the American League to me. And it was Garrett Crochet. Lead the league in innings, lead the league in strikeouts. Barely behind Hunter Brown in ERA. Like, this guy has been everything you've wanted in an ace and more. And the season, like, to put it bluntly, with the season you got from Tanner Houck, you needed that. You needed it. Because if you have co-anchors at the top of the rotation, like, you can have two good players. Like, if Houck went on the IL and before then he wasn't performing, like, you needed him to be great. And he's been everything in the pitching staff. I don't know where it would be without him. Because, yeah, we talked about how good Bayo and Giolito have been for a while. Well, they weren't that for a while. They weren't. And Crochet held that rotation afloat. He held the team afloat with how he went. So to me, the team MVP of the first half is Garrett Crochet. So 2-1, Crochet gets two votes. Bregman gets one vote. So Crochet is going to be the team MVP on the Play Tessie podcast. Sammy, actually, we'll rotate the order. So Sammy's not going first every time. We'll just go in a circle. So Pat will go first. I'll go second. Sammy will go third for this one. Pat, who is your biggest breakout on this team for the first half? And there's a few options you could pick from here.
I think this one's the most unanimous. It's Sedat and Rafaela. Defense is, I would say, legitimately the best in the league. His bat is coming around more than I think like 90% of fans ever anticipated. He's at or over an 800 OPS. He's playing platinum glove defense. He's not having these wildly chaotic at-bats anymore. There's a real approach there. Everything you could have ever wanted him in, like, your ideal dream world for Sedat to be, he is. He is right now. And I don't think anyone saw it coming this early. It's Sedat Rafaela.
Yeah, I mean, when I said there's a few options, I think you could reasonably pick Carlos Narvaez for this, but to me, I'm agreeing with you, Pat. I'm going with Sedat Rafaela. Breakout to me, it can be interpreted in a number of ways, but when I think pure breakout, I'm thinking, oh, this guy broke out as a star. Like, Pete Crow Armstrong this year went from, like, I don't want to say a bum, but like, he was a very meh player in his big league debut, and he all of a sudden turned into this mega star overnight. And he did that at the start of the season. Sadon did it in the middle of the season, but he has done it, and he has broken out in a huge way. And yeah, to me, it's Sadon Rafael is the biggest breakout. Sammy, who you got? Even though you can't change the result, but who you got?
I'm going to go with the Narv. at least for me, I kind of, with Sedan, he always had the high floor. And the only reason I'm going with Carlos Narvaez is because this is a guy we thought was going to be a backup catcher at the start of the season. That's what he was to start. And now here we are talking about him being an all-star snub. He's just a tick under an 800 OPS. He is the best or close to the best defensive catcher in Major League Baseball. He's become a star kind of out of nowhere. So maybe this is someone I could have chosen for biggest surprise, but I think I like him as the biggest breakout star. He really, like, this was a true, yeah, this is a good backup catcher with nice defense. He can hit a little bit. No, this is a guy that we're all upset isn't in the All-Star game or wasn't in the All-Star games. So, yeah, I'm going with the Narv.
Okay, I like it. The Narv does deserve some love for that. We've got a superlative later that the Narv might get some love in. But before that, we've got the biggest disappointment.
The Narv.
But before that, we got the biggest disappointment. I'll go first on this one. There's a few options you could pick from. It's interesting. Like the Red Sox, they're 10 games in a row, and it's honestly even more impressive when you think about some of the guys that you expected to be significant producers for this team. I'm going outside the box here, though, with my biggest disappointment. I'm going with Rafael Devers. Devers is my biggest disappointment this year. This is a guy
who... The Giants guy?
The guy who's on the Giants. But he was on the Red Sox. And when he was on the Red Sox, this is a guy who did not want to DH. He ended up doing it. Credit to him for doing it. He didn't want to go out and play first base. And it stinks because when talking about the Red Sox offense, what do they need? They need a power bat who can play first base and do it full time. And if Rafael Devers was willing to play the position, they wouldn't need to add any offense at the deadline. This is a guy who I don't want to say made things uncomfortable in the clubhouse because I don't think he made things uncomfortable for his teammates, but he created a situation that created divide among his teammates, and he didn't sacrifice what was needed for the team. And I don't want to say that they're on – like I see a lot of people saying that they're on this win streak because Rafael Devers is not here anymore. I'm not going to go that far. But to me, it was really, really, really disappointing to see the team's best player and most accomplished player behaving like that and not putting the team first and forcing a situation that forced a trade and prevented what would have been the number 11 sitting in right field. Like he would have been that guy. And it to me, I was incredibly disappointed that situation happened. So even though there's a lot of guys underperforming, for me, the biggest disappointment is Rafael Devers. Sammy, who you got?
I'm going to go with Tanner Houck. Now, Houck's kind of a weird case because he was amazing in the first half of 2024, fell off a little bit in 2025, so kind of used the law of averages in a way. You figured he'll be somewhere in the middle, maybe a number three starter, a high-quality number three starter, maybe a fringe number two kind of starter. And when he was healthy, before he got hurt with the Red Sox in 2025, he was not even a pitchable arm. He was not a MLB quality starting pitcher. He had that historically bad start where he gave up 10 runs in I don't remember the innings, but a very short amount of time. And just not really, has not really contributed. As we record, I'm not precluding him from coming back and contributing in some sort of way in the second half of the season. But to this point, I think Tanner Houck has been the biggest disappointment for me. Expected more.
Tanner Houck, there were three guys I considered for this. It was Devers who I picked. Tanner Houck was the second. Pat, I want to give you a chance. Do you have Devers or Houck, or are you going with a third option here?
I have a third.
Ooh, who you got?
Walker Buehler. He's been shit from a butt.
Wow, that wasn't even one of the three.
No, that was a little critical.
That's good. That's funny.
Walker, but he was coming off this incredible, incredible postseason. He had the track record, like that second big starting pitching ad. You really thought he was going to help anchor down the front of the rotation or like middle of the rotation, really. And he has not done it at all. I would say 75% of his outings have been flat out bad. You probably have another 15% that were not great, and then he's had, you know, the two or three good starts. Yeah, he was just such a letdown. Like, they bring him in. The crazy thing is they tried to give him more years and more money.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in every way, shape, and form, he's been kind of a letdown across the board for me.
Okay. It's interesting. The third option I was thinking of, and it kills me to say it because I'm such a fan of his, it was going to be Tristan Casas. And, like, maybe a little unfair because the season got cut short with obviously the gruesome knee injury. I want to call
it Joe. What about Connor Wong? I thought Connor Wong was an option too. That was a guy who I thought was going to kind of, you know, become one of the better 15 starting catchers in baseball. Little speed, little pop, decent defense, but he's brutal.
That's true. I think Wong just didn't get the love because the expectations, like, yeah, Sammy, you're right. Like, he had that in him, that ceiling was there, but it's like with a guy like Hauk, who you picked, it's like that guy was supposed to maybe be a co-anchor of a rotation, and now he's on
the Narv too. The Narv just comes in and he's fringe all-star caliber guy. So,
like, it didn't hurt you at all. Like, everyone complained.
It helped you, in fact. It might have helped you. Yeah.
It brought you the Narv sooner. You're right. Joe, come on in here. I want to give you a chance to break the tie. Pick one of, don't pick anyone who wasn't picked. So pick from Devers, Hauk, or Buehler for who should be the biggest disappointment of the Red Sox season to this point at the halfway mark.
I think if I had to lean one way, I think it would be Tanner Hauk, because I think in terms of what you were expecting, Hauk has not delivered. Like, Buehler, it was like a 50-50 when they were signing. They were thinking, like, you could get his peak, but you could also be very disappointed. And then Devers, obviously, that situation can also go each way. He's obviously behaved like a dink, but still people put it on Breslow and dink. All those other guys. Tanner Hauk, there were really no factors into contributing him. There was no injury, nothing like that. And his expectations were that he was going to be the number two guy behind Crochet. So I think when you put on those kinds of expectations, the vote for me has to go to Hauk.
And I think that is a plenty fair selection here. Like, Tanner Hauk, again, he went from anchor of your rotation to unpitchable. Like, that's crazy. And, like, I know he went on the IL, but, like, I think a lot of us agree that that was probably a fake IL stint. Like, this isn't like Casas. He didn't get a vote here. Like, Casas could have turned his season around, but he snapped his knee. Like, Tanner Hauk, it's just been ability. So Tanner Hauk is the biggest disappointment of the first half of the season. Hope we might see him soon in the second half. They have a chance. They maybe option him. He has options. They could do that. They could try to make him a reliever. Doesn't sound like they're about to insert him in the rotation, but who knows? Hunter Dobbins' injury could change that. We'll see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Biggest surprise. So I interpret this a little bit differently than the biggest breakout. Sammy, who do you have as your biggest surprise this year? And you can interpret it positively or negatively.
I'm going to interpret it positively. My biggest surprise is Aroldis Chapman. I did not have him having a career year at the age of 37. As we record, he has a 1.22 ERA in 37 innings.
1.18, Sammy.
Sorry, 1.18. How many strikeouts did he get in the last game of the half?
Three.
So he has 58 strikeouts. He's striking out more than 13 guys per nine innings. Just unbelievable. When the Red Sox signed Chapman, I figured, okay, that's an okay bullpen arm, but you saw last year he's trending in the wrong direction. We've seen him be prone to blowups. I don't know how good I'm going to feel when he's pitching for the Red Sox. Now, every time he steps on the mound, I'm like, cool, game's over. Red Sox win. This is fantastic. He has been way, way, way better than expected. His ERA is down more than a run and a half. More than a run and a half from last year. So, I did not see this coming from Aroldis Chapman. I did not like the signing. I was not quiet about that. I hated it. And I am happily wrong. He's been amazing.
The walk rate being cut in half is the true...
The lowest of his career. He's never had a walk rate this low.
It's like, crazy.
That's a surprise.
That is a legitimate surprise. Pat, who's your biggest surprise?
Mine, this is where I chose to go with the Narf. You traded for this guy thinking that he was going to be an incredible defensive backup. You kind of deploy him like you would any other backup once every, 3-4 days, get Connor Wong off his feet. No bat, anything. Connor Wong goes down, and then he turns into a top three catcher in the American League. Like, he can hit. His defense is probably the best, if not like top two or three, in the league behind the plate. He calls an excellent game. He can frame anything. He hits for contact. He hits for power. He knocks runs in. He has 1,000 different sets of gear. He's been like everything you could have hoped from an everyday catcher. He's been awesome.
Yeah, my vote's gonna go right there with you, Pat, for the Narv. Like, the truth is, the Red Sox traded for Carlos Narvaez, and quite literally, no one had ever heard of this guy. And now he is a fan favorite. He went from competing in camp for the backup catcher job to being your cleanup hitter. And he's not like hitting 40 bombs or anything like that, but he helped keep your offense afloat through a time where no one else was contributing. If you guys remember, the Red Sox shuffled guys through the cleanup spot in their order and no one hit. It didn't matter how good you were.
It was cursed for a bit.
It was Casas. He didn't hit there. Willie, they moved him up. He didn't hit there. They tried Campbell. He didn't hit there. They tried Story. He didn't hit there. But the Narv, they put the Narv there and he did. And for the Narv to go from unheard of guy who they traded for on the same day as they traded for Garrett Crochet, so no one gave a shit, to fan favorite and legitimately impactful player who is in the discussion for best catcher in baseball to this point this year. No, sorry, Cal Raleigh is that. Second best catcher in baseball this year. Maybe in the discussion for best defensive catcher in baseball this year, who's also producing good offense. Legitimately shocked that he has been able to do this. So Carlos Narvaez is the biggest surprise this for this first half of the season. Let's go to the player to watch in the second half. Pat, you're going to go first here. Who is the player to watch in the second half for you?
Mine is Lucas Giolito. I think he in the first half about as good as one person probably could, right? But he's coming off of a major surgery. He's not coming off of, you know, the best season prior to the surgery. It's going to be worth keeping an eye on to see how he looks the rest of the way as the innings start to climb and all that. I hope he keeps it up. I hope he ends the year with, you know, sub 420, 130 innings. That's the hope. But I do think it's something worth keeping an eye on, just knowing, you know, kind of the circumstance.
Okay, I'm gonna take a different approach here, and I'm trying to look up the odds for this. Okay, here we go. I'm going with Roman Anthony. I'm going with Roman Anthony because player to watch, like, this is a guy who is put together as a 21-year-old, the most professional at bat on the team. He draws walks. He hits the ball hard. Hits the ball as hard as anyone in the league already, and he's 21. Like, this is a guy who could be poised. I mean, he finished the first half with 2-3 very, very strong weeks. He could be a guy poised to go absolutely nuclear in the second half. And the reason I have him as my player to watch is if he does go nuclear and he finishes in the top two of the rookie of the year, then he gets a year of service time knocked off the board. He gets to go to free agency as if this year he got a full year of service time. I think Jacob Wilson is very likely to win the rookie of the year, but Roman Anthony's going to be going up against guys like Cam Smith, Nick Kurtz, Jason Dominguez, and the Narv for that second place spot. And I mean, I think he would have to go pretty crazy to get it, but I think that's in his bag. I think he could go nuts. So my player to watch in the second half is Roman Anthony. Sammy, who you got?
My answer was also going to be Roman Anthony for the exact same reason, but I'll switch it up a little bit. You got to watch Roman Anthony because he feels like he's on the verge of a ridiculous heater. We've seen him kind of slowly getting the hang of Major League Baseball, and you're going, okay, I'm seeing why this guy's the number one prospect in the world. I think he's going to explode in the second half, and he's going to go off. That'll be awesome. And then honorable mention, not a major leaguer, Peyton Tolley. Keep watching that guy because he has gone from a kind of like toolsy, not toolsy, but like a upside-ish pitching prospect to one of the top five pitching prospects in the world. So if you're a prospects fan, you like following the minors, it's my honorable mention. Keep an eye on Peyton Tolley.
All right. We're going to move on to the team unsung hero. And I was dabbling between a couple of guys. I'll only say my winner to give you guys a chance to talk up your guys. But both points have been made in other awards. My unsung hero is going to go to Aroldis Chapman because I think people tend to do this with closers, and I get it. When a guy is automatic and like when you're winning a game in the ninth, like when you're watching your team and they're up by two runs in the ninth, like you want to count that as a game that's in the bag. The game is over. But so many teams, and we've seen it with Red Sox teams, don't have a guy to lock that down, to lock the game in, to end it right there. And Chapman has done it flawlessly for the Red Sox this year. 1-1 ERA, he's blown one save. He hasn't allowed an earned run since May. Like, he's been everything and more. And I feel like with closers, you can just take it for granted. But I don't want to do that with this guy. I want to be appreciative of he is in the process of putting together one of the best seasons by a Red Sox reliever in our lifetimes, or at least mine and Pat's lifetime. So my unsung hero is Aroldis Chapman. Sammy, who you got?
I'm going to be a little abstract with this one. My unsung hero is Greg Weissert. If you remember back a few weeks ago, the bullpen was a little bit thin. There were injuries, and there wasn't really a seventh, eighth inning guy to set up Aroldis Chapman. And I thought Greg Weissert did an outstanding job stepping into a leverage role and, you know, having success in that role. And I do not even want to think about where the Red Sox would be without him, because there are countless examples of him coming into a game in a tight situation, passing the baton to Aroldis Chapman, who has been amazing. And if you don't have him, you're probably losing a lot more games. He's pitched 41 innings already, 34 Ks, 3.27 ERA. Not the most incredible numbers you've ever heard, but I think Weissert has been the unsung hero. He does not get enough credit for the amount of innings he's logged, the amount of he stepped into a role he's never taken on before. He's just been really good. So I think this team would be, I think, a few wins off the board if you don't have Greg Weissert.
Yeah, especially when he stepped up. Like, he stepped up into that role and pitched his best ball right when Justin Slaton went down, and you thought, uh-oh. Like, everyone thought, like, as we talked about it on this podcast, like, shit could hit the fan here with Slaton going down. We saw it hit the fan when he went down last year. This year it didn't, and it's because Greg Weissert, among others, but Greg Weissert specifically settled things down. So I think that's a good pick, Sammy, and because he gets a lot of shit because he's clearly worn down a little bit. I'm glad the All-Star break is here. He's gotten into games less because the Red Sox won a bunch of games by a lot of runs. So hopefully getting his rest here. But he's taken a lot of shit because he's struggled, but people are quick to forget how he settled things down. So I like the pick. Pat, who you got?
Very similar train of thought, actually, just a different name. I'm going with Justin Wilson.
That's a good pick.
Who is so overlooked just because of how good guys like Chapman and Weissert have been. Justin Wilson has pitched, he has 36 outings. He has a 2.54 ERA. And as the guys around him were kind of going through, you know, the ebbs and flows, like Weissert, he had some usage stuff. Like, he kind of fell off a little bit. Bernardino, Slaton was getting to that point. Whitlock. Like, there were a lot of guys who were getting a lot of work, a lot of overwork, and were showing signs of fatigue and overuse and all this stuff. Justin Wilson has been as cool as the other side of the pillow. He had, like, don't get me wrong, there's been some outings where he very clearly does not have his best stuff. But it's 90% of the time he goes out, you feel pretty comfortable that he's not going to let any meaningful damage happen. And that's so valuable in that, like, weird pocket right before the back end of the bullpen. And he's been exceptional at it.
All right, Joe, I want to bring you back in here because we need a tie-breaking vote. This was a classic vote that we were obviously not going to pick all the same guy. Joe, if you had to pick, and we all used relievers here, if you had to pick Chapman, Weissert, or Wilson, who are you taking as your unsung hero?
Well, my pick was going to be Bernardino for the usage early in the year. But if I had to choose between those three, I think because of the reasoning that I gave for Bernardino was because he got used so much and he was asked to do so much. Yes, it's another Sammy pick, but Greg Weissert, I think, has just been like a tough. He's been sort of that like tough soldier there, I guess you could say. He's taken the Bernardino role where he's been so good, he's been asked to be put in these high leverage spots. And obviously, yes, he sort of struggled going into the break. But I think just going out there night after night, being asked to go into this role and just now start to show signs of wear and tear, I think Weissert would be my guy.
I think that's, Joe, if your pick was going to be Bernardino, I think you definitely went with the right guy. Because Weissert also, and Bernardino, very, very similar stepping up and like doing, they've had similar roles this year, just from the different arm sides.
We talk a lot about, Crochet going, fuck, when he pitches. I would say Weissert, second best F-bomb dropper out of the pitching staff. Him or Walker Buehler. Those are the big three in terms of F-bombs.
the big three fuck droppers.
The big three fuckers.
Yeah, the fucking fuckers. Okay, last two. We'll start low so we can end high. Who did I just start with? It was me. So Sammy's going to go first.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Low point?
The low point of the season. What was the low moment of the season for you?
All right. I think this is a no-brainer. When they got swept by the Angels, it was pretty fairly close to the time of the Rafael Devers trade. You know, they did okay against the Mariners, and you're thinking, all right, cool, they can survive without Devers. And then it just spirals after that. Lose two out of three of the Giants. You get swept by the Angels, and you just feel awful. You've lost the face of your team. Your current guys are not playing well. You're under 500. You're not in a playoff spot. The fans are disengaged. I think that was definitely, and I know, apologies if that's cheating because I'm kind of playing off of the Devers trade because this was right after it. But I think this is more of a low point than a Devers trade day itself because this was this was what you feared. What you feared was coming true, and we didn't know they were going to go on a 10-game winning streak heading into the break. So at the time, I think that was undeniably the low point of the season.
Okay, Pat, what do you got?
I'm going with the sweep by the Angels. That was just – that whole West Coast trip was just horrendous. And then losing those games like they did was just such a massive kick in the balls. The not Cam Smith.
Joe Adell?
Christian Moore.
You're right. It was Christian Moore.
The Christian Moore home weeked out. Just everything about that series just sucked. That was actually, I think that night we recorded after that third game was when I said, I don't give a shit, sell. I there was a lot of emotion. I take it back, obviously, but that
for take it back.
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's understandable. For me, it's going to be the Devers trade itself. Like, nothing demoralized this fan base quite like trading away your best player. And as awesome as this first half has been, or sorry, as awesome as the end to this first half has been, that is going to be one of the major stories of this season, of the first half of the season for sure. How that all went down. I had Devers as my biggest disappointment. I was disappointed in this from the team's end too, from management on all sides. It was just such a kick in the balls to have a 6-game win streak followed a couple hours later by trading your best player. So to me, to me, it was the lowest point of the season. But the Angels series, it kind of connects, kind of like a following moment. It's like they traded Devers and then this happens. So I respect what you guys had there. I think that's a good pick. Now we're going to finish.
It's kind of all the same pick when you think about it. We all kind of picked the same thing. It's just like you thought it was the day of the trade. We thought it was right after the trade when your fears were validated. But either way, yeah, don't generally when you trade the best player on your team to face your franchise, it's not a fun time. Not a fun time.
Let's turn it around. High moment of the year. This is going to be the last one. We're going to close it out on the high moment of the first half of the season. Pat's going to get the first pick in this one. Pat, what are you going to say? What's the best moment of the first half for you?
Oh, dude, it's the Sedan home run on Friday.
Yeah. That
keeps the streak alive. City connects Friday night, Fenway over the monster, division rival, someone you're in the wild card with. Like, that to me is just like everything perfect about the Red Sox this year. Chef's kiss.
Yeah. To me, it is also, yeah, it's the Sadon moment. If it wasn't going to be the Sadon moment, I feel like the second would be beating the Yankees with that Carlos Narvaez walk-off double after the Aaron Judge home run where Crochet almost went the distance. That might be the game of the year, but the moment of the year is the Sadon walk-off home run. You're about to lose, two outs to go. Roman drew a walk. It was nothing super ceremonial. Like, you had a guy on first with one out. Like, it was, you see that situation all the time. It's like, yeah, the tying run's on first, but you know, you got the nine man in the order up. But the truth is, with this Red Sox team, on days where Connor Wong's not playing, 1 through 9, anyone can do anything. And Sadon with his heater, I mean, that was that moment electrified Fenway Park and Red Sox fans at home like no other moment this year has. And to be honest with you, no moment in some time. So to me, yeah, that's the moment of the year. Sammy?
Same. There's no other answer. That's the easiest question out of all the questions we've had. Has to be that Sedan home run. Also, in the green City Connects, you guys know I hate the yellow and blue City Connects. So to have a City Connect that I love, and then for that big moment to happen for me personally, oh, that was incredible. Did you guys yell really loud? Because I couldn't even make words come out. I was just kind of like,
I scared my dog. It was just me and the dog at home at the time. I don't even remember what noise I made, but he was sitting in my lap and he legitimately got scared.
I just gasped. I was also home alone. There was nobody here. So I was just kind of like, and then I just ran around a little bit.
I think understandably, like, is there even another competitor? Like, I said, the Narvaez thing would be second. I'm trying to think. I mean, you had
sweeping the Yankees after beating them in a series early the week before. That was pretty good.
But is that a moment?
Nah, it's not really a moment. It's kind of like a few moments.
I mean, a personal one for us was when Marcelo Meyer hit those two bombs after we gave him the Duncan's jacket.
True.
He's right. True. That's true. That was funny as hell.
That was the ultimate PT bump right there.
Yeah. And we,
and then
we
he confirmed.
Yeah, we saw him a couple days later. We were like, hey, two bombs. Like, yeah, it was all you guys.
Yeah, we swung that bat for you, buddy.
We sure did. We worked our whole lives for that moment. You can thank us. Dunkings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yep.
Any last words from you guys before we wrap this thing up? The superlatives, the first half superlatives podcast.
We should all give a hot take off the cuff. We didn't plan for it. We should all give a hot take for the second half.
Okay, I like that. Do you have one that you're thinking of? I got to think. Okay, Sammy, what do you got?
Red Sox. No, wait. No. Red Sox win a playoff series.
I don't know if that's such a hot take.
What?
Maybe that's my hot take.
Come on. Come on.
Pat!
I haven't done this, but you guys have declared this team dead like five times.
If they never declared them dead.
Well, you've said some stuff. You said maybe this team is just bad. Like not declared them dead, but been like, God, these guys are frustrating. I don't think they're that good. If they win a playoff series, that is good. That's a hot take. Like, come on. This team was like five games under 500 less than a month ago. And now
if he said it a month ago, it'd been a really hot take.
Yeah, I guess it's like a warm take now. But they're gonna win. They're not just gonna make the playoffs. They're gonna win at least one series. And that series is the World Series. I'm picking the Red Sox.
It is.
I'm not there yet. Not there yet. Not there yet. But I think they win one playoff series at least. Hopefully more.
Pat, do you have a hot take that's ready to burst out of your chest?
I bet the Red Sox win 86 games.
It's good.
I don't know, but that's my 86 games.
Wait, you can't do that because we did our preseason picks. You have to stick with your number. I'm vetoing it.
No, you can make adjusted predictions, but your preseason number is the one that we will go back on.
Yeah. This is okay.
Fine.
Yeah. I bet it's 86, which I think they're on pace for like 87 right now.
Hey, I might nail it. I said 89. That was my preseason prediction. I might nail it. They just have to stay hot.
Yeah. I don't think Gordo will hit his. I think Gordo said 111.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I actually had him beating the Mariners record. That's my hot take. They're going to beat the Mariners record. 116.
There you go.
Okay, no, my hot take is that the Red Sox will be one of the premier deadline buyers at this deadline. When people talk about the teams that added the most impact at the trade deadline, the Red Sox are going to be right at the top of that conversation. That's my hot take. And they're going to win a playoff series. All right, that's going to do it for episode 239 of Play Tessie. Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember to hit that subscribe button. Get excited for the second half of the season starting right now. So subscribe, rate 5 stars, find us on WEI's YouTube channel. Hit the thumbs up on all of our videos, which can be found in the Play Tessie playlist. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it is Gordo here. Love the Play Tessie Superlatives podcast. These are good. These are always good ones. The predictions, the recaps, all that stuff. It's always good. But thank you guys for tuning into this one. Excited to get the second half underway. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.